USA Radio News.
20 European nations are pouring weapons into Ukraine to fend off Russia's soldiers. The New York Times reported most of those countries are members of NATO and the European Union. In related news, Ukraine is on track to join the EU. Lance Pry reports.
The European Parliament adopted a resolution calling on the European Union institutions to work toward granting Ukraine the status of EU candidate country. The resolution, which also demanded the European Union to impose tougher sanctions on Russia, was voted in favor by 637 members of the European Parliament. Before Ukraine can become an official member, it will require the agreement of all 27 nations.
Most primary election races in Texas have been decided, but mail-in ballots are holding up the rest. Some counties rejected thousands of mail ballots for not complying with the state's new election law. This is USA Radio News.
Have you or someone you know used heartburn medications Zantac or ranitidine and been diagnosed with cancer? Zantac and ranitidine have been positively linked to cancer. According to the FDA, Zantac and ranitidine contain NDMA, a known cancer-causing agent. NDMA has been positively linked to cancers of the bladder, pancreas, esophagus, liver, and stomach. Even in single doses and in smaller doses over time, NDMA is one of the strongest proven cancer-causing agents. Call 888-960-1233 or go to ZantacMoney.com. You may be entitled to substantial compensation without going to court if you or a loved one have taken these products in the past 10 years and been diagnosed with cancer. Call now to see if you qualify for free. Call 888-960-1233 or visit ZantacMoney.com to get what may be owed to you. You may be entitled to a cash reward. Find out now at ZantacMoney.com or call 888-960-1233 to see if you qualify for free.
President Joe Biden is sending Stinger anti-aircraft missiles to Ukraine, which could be used to shoot down Russian helicopters. The Army Times reports the direct delivery of Stinger missiles as part of a military aid package approved last week. Fitbit is issuing a recall. John Hunt has the details.
Fitbit is now recalling about 1.7 million iconic smartwatches sold globally because the fitness product's lithium-ion battery can overheat, posing a burn hazard, according to the U.S. Consumer Product Safety Commission. About 1 million of the recalled smartwatches were sold in the U.S. at retailers including Best Buy, Kohl's, and Target, as well as online at Amazon.com from September 2017 through December 2021.
Hawaii plans to lift its COVID-19 quarantine requirement for travelers on March 25th. That means domestic travelers will not have to show proof of vaccination or a negative COVID-19 test. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, folks. This is Wayne Allen Root. I know you've heard me talk about the Liberty Projects and their wonderful website, VetsAndHorses.com. They are headquartered at Shiloh Ranch here in Southern Nevada. Shiloh Ranch was the late actor Tony Curtis's horse rescue ranch. The Liberty Projects purchased the property and has repurposed it for multiple military vet programs, including rescuing and training wild Mustangs. The program is so successful, they're turning away veterans who need help, and we can't let that continue.
Count the GOP out. They're not fans of Biden's plan regarding gas prices.
President Biden says he plans to release oil from the Strategic Petroleum Reserve to help ease gas prices in the United States. Many Republicans say it's not a long-term solution. One of them is Senate Minority Whip John Thune. He weighs in on Fox News.
That was a band-aid. I mean, releasing barrels of oil from the Strategic Petroleum Reserve is something that's sort of a little bit of a relief valve, but this is a long-term structural supply and demand issue that only gets fixed by America becoming once again energy independent.
From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
The city of New Orleans will drop multiple COVID-19 mandates. In a statement on Wednesday, the New Orleans Health Department said the city's indoor mask mandate will be lifted on Thursday and will also lift its vaccine mandate for city venues later this month. On Wednesday, a Texas judge halted the Abbott administration's efforts to investigate parents who allow their transgender children to receive hormone treatment or surgeries. The Travis County District Court granted a temporary restraining order, with the judge setting a hearing on March 11th to consider if the state's efforts should be blocked more broadly. And a leftover rocket will crash into the far side of the moon on Friday, going 5,800 miles per hour. For USA Radio News, I'm Katie Lewis.